Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Guy, I didn't give you advanced warning, but this is our 150th Friend Zone.
Oh, my God.
I was supposed to plan something for this, but I sort of forgot. I forgot to tell you. I forgot to plan anything. I didn't plan anything.
Well, we planned to talk at this time on this day, and that in and of itself is a celebration of what the Friend Zone's all about.
I guess fusing, that's right.
Fusing schedules.
Yeah,
so that we may self-adulate with the help of our very talented soul libertarian listener who writes in under various different monikers and various different characters with very well fleshed out backstories for everyone.
Well. We may have a second because as someone pointed out on Twitter, Elon Musk tweeted just the other day that if he dies in mysterious circumstances, it's been nice seeing you all. So I'm thinking maybe he's turning into Killionaire and getting a little hot under the collar. What do you say?
I like the idea of it. This is probably speaks poorly to my morality, perhaps, but probably what I find the most grating and angering about Elon Musk is his insistence on being funny on Twitter.
That is a very... Guy Montgomery issue to have with the world's richest man.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
That's the thing for me. It's like, dude, don't worry about it. You've got everything you want. And he will never be happy because he will never be funny. And that appears to me, publicly at least, to be a huge part of what he wants.
To be funny.
Yeah, and to be liked.
Yeah.
And people will like him because he's rich, and people, you know, maniacs think that that's great. Maniacs like rich people, but people will never respect him for his sense of humor.
That
would kill him.
I think it's more cynical than that. I've been thinking about this recently. I see Musk online, I see his little fucking memes and stuff. I think he's trying to figure out us like any other engineering problem that he's ever encountered.
Yeah.
Like any other legislature around the world that's tried to like appropriately tax him or maybe like pump the brakes on certain labor practices that he's bringing which aren't too safe. I think he's just like, right, how do I sort of manipulate this entity to be able to do the things I need to do? And I think he's seen how humor works online. He's like, right, this seems like the easiest way to do this, to get everyone on board.
And he also, but that's, he just like, It's the theft of other people's memes as well. You've got $1 trillion. Hire some like comedy writers. Make it work.
Like Will Smith.
Yeah, that worked out well.
It worked out well for everyone.
I haven't been in Will Smith's Instagram for a while. I wonder how he's doing.
Surely he shut it down. Surely.
No way. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man. You know, speaking of funny people, I watched a little, like, you know, just independently made, just some video essayist on YouTube made a really beautiful half-hour doco about Norm Macdonald.
I watched that last night.
Did you?
I loved it.
Oh, that's so weird. How did we both, did the algorithm deliver it both to?
I got sent it by New Zealand comic Ray O'Leary.
Oh, wow.
He said, I don't know if you've seen this, but I think you'll enjoy it. And it was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it? Because it was mainly just telling a story using clips of his like appearances and podcast recordings and shows and stuff.
I know. I can't believe he died. I didn't even know he was sick.
You know, it reminds me of that tragedy that happened.
Yeah. And Tim, you and I are in different rooms about 500 meters from each other. What's with that shit?
Fucking A, dude. I got a rare disease called COVID-19, which has been making its way through our family.
You know what that means?
What?
First thing tomorrow, you got to do back-to-back screenings of Sex and the City 2. It's the only known cure for COVID-19.
Mate, I've been thinking of nothing else since I contracted it, and I've been reflecting a lot, and I want to apologize to you. I really do. I've been running a high fever temperature for the last 3 days, coming in.
It's horrible. I'm sorry you're ill, man.
Dude, I'm sorry I did that to you when you had COVID. In retrospect, that was super fucked up.
I think I had quite a mellow strain, so I wouldn't, you know, I don't want you to carry that around with you. I just want you to take your time to heal up. Was it because you did a week on account of Zoe testing positive first, and then you caught it on the seventh day?
Yeah, so in New Zealand, for our international libertarian listener, Elon Musk, in New Zealand, the way the law works is if someone in your house gets it, you got to stay indoors for a week. And so we did that. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to just spend a week with your family in the house, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it is. It happens so rarely.
Well, not, I mean, when I say really, I mean, obviously, conceptually it is, but even amongst just, you know, everyone's infecting everyone and incubating this little virus.
And stuffy, you know, it's just me and Zoe and a cute little baby who's crying a lot because he also has COVID.
Did Rufus get COVID?
No, I don't think dogs get it.
Nice.
I don't think it's that's how it works.
Damn, sometimes it looks so good to be a dog.
Fucking A. actually, I'll show you a shot, guy. Who knows if this will come out as video on the Substack, but I've got like, can you see that?
Yeah,
I've got a webcam set up so that I can monitor Remy because Zoe's back at work today and he's in his crib, and so whenever he is in his crib, Rufus sits next to him while
on
he's
the
sleeping
foot of the
just
bed. Yeah, that's so
him.
Sweet.
It's very cute, really, really cute stuff.
Remy and Rufus,
yeah, thick as
the bad boys of Auckland City.
Yeah,
at it again.
Right. That's right. But, yeah, no, COVID sucks, man. It's no good.
Well, it took you a while to come around. I've been saying this since the start, of course. Famously, perhaps the only comedian who's best known for their stance on COVID-19.
I kept outrunning it because Zoe had it like a ton of bricks. And then I kept testing negative, and I was, like, wearing a mask in the house and keeping all the windows open and shit, like really trying to see if I could dodge the bullet. And it was quite apparent that I had it, but I still kept testing negative on the rapid tests.
So frustrating.
And it was very annoying for Zoe because I was like, I don't have it. She's like, you fucking have it. I was like, I don't. I did. I absolutely did.
You did and you do. Well, separate to this, let me know if I can drop anything around for you.
Thanks. Eh? And let it be known on the record that Guy has already done that.
Yeah,
let beautiful record, treats.
Let the record show that I did that.
Because he's a good friend.
It's the kind of guy I am.
He's a good friend on the friend zone.
Beyond COVID-19 and isolation, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. Yeah.
Any big laughs lately?
Such a great question. None immediately come to mind. But that's, I think, speaks more to my just, I really haven't slept very much at all last night and not particularly well the last week.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'm retaining a lot of things. But I feel like my sense of the vibe recently has been all good, man.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. Can't remember anything, but I feel like the vibe's all good.
Vibes are good.
What about you? Any giggles? Any knee slappers?
No, I had some beers last night with friend of the podcast Ryan Heron, who was he was on the podcast back in the We Are Your Friends days.
Yes.
And Jesse Griffin. And that was not, you know, it was I created a group chat called the called Bad Boys Brewing. And I was like, you know, under this moniker, we can talk about anything. We can, you know, we're the bad boys. There's nothing is off limits. And we just had like a really sort of emotionally open and heartwarming like it wasn't major laughs and it wasn't especially bad. It was just like friends hanging out.
So you opened a space for cancelable opinions to be aired among compadres,
and no one volunteered a single cancelable. It was just three men,
three soy boys, outwoking each other.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna ring
don't ring Ben Shapiro.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking.
He's the last guy I want you to ring.
I'm gonna let him know what you've been up to.
So not a huge amount of laughs there. I played a lot of sport last week, Tim.
Cool.
Since I got back to New Zealand, I've done what I can, and I've got, you know, odds and ends on, but basically I feel like there's not a huge. I'm looking forward to going to Sydney in a week.
Okay, come
to my
well,
show,
listen.
By the way, if you're in Sydney.
Let's get to a little bit of business, because I don't know when this baby's going to wake up, and I feel like when he does, things are going to happen. Okay. So here's what we're going to do, Guy. We're going to talk about your show happening in Sydney. We're going to talk about One Off Fest, and then we're going to get to the mailbag.
Okay, that sounds good. It's not relevant, but I just want to say I'm going to go watch Goodfellas at the cinema this evening, and I'm really excited about that.
That was not on the agenda I just outlined. There were three.
I won't talk about Sydney, and that's just because I just want everyone to know I'm going to go and watch Goodfellas at the cinema.
No, you don't. We got to get to our agendaed items, man.
Okay. So it's back on the agenda.
Yeah,
I'm coming to Sydney.
It never left the agenda, Guy.
Okay, well I did. I'm doing my solo show twice in Sydney at the Comedy Store. On Saturday, May 21st, and Sunday, May 22nd. Saturday, May 21st, I'm going up against, you guessed it, Australia's election. So if you want to duck your head down and sidestep that momentous occasion in Australian history, by all means, come on down to the Comedy Store, 5:30 p.m. to check out Guy Monk Comedy.
Dude, that sounds perfect to me. If I was a Sydney sider, that is a perfect day. Get blitzed, vote. And I believe that in Australia they have like a single transferable vote type electoral system, so it's real fucking fun and cool. So I pick my candidates, pop them on the paper, slam a few beers, end the day seeing Guy Montgomery's comedy show, because you can't you don't get the results on the night, I don't think, or at least
not at 5:30.
It's perfect. Go see Guy.
You can stack it. Sam Campbell's performing his show in the same room at 7 o'clock.
You motherfuckers got it. You got to see Sam Cat going. Guy has laid out the perfect day for a Sydney sider. He's done all the legwork. You just need to turn up and buy tickets, actually, to be fair.
You do.
Now, speaking of buying tickets, on the 28th of May, there's a thing called One Off Fest, which is a event that I have co-created with a guy called Anthony Metcalf. He came to me and he said, Tim, one of the big venues in the city, because the comedy festival here in New Zealand got cancelled, they've got all these slots to fill in the month of May. Do we want to grab one and take a risk? I said yes. So we've invented something called Tim Batt Presents One Off Fest, and it's a one-off spectacular night of comedy and music. And here's the thing, if you're in Auckland, you can come. It's only $35, which, to be frank, is fucking awesome. That's a great price for what you're getting.
That's an outstanding option. That's like
Guy Montgomery. Guy Montgomery's on the bill. Tim Batt's on the bill. You got Two Hearts, Joseph Moore, Laura Daniel. You've got Paul Williams, who you might recognize from Taskmaster. You've got Courtney Dawson. You've got Keegan Govind. Plus, we've got music. So, Dick Move will be performing live. We've got DJ Matthew Crawley. And we've got some unannounced acts that are going to be made public very soon. $35, incredible. Not only that, you can fucking watch the live stream of this if you're not in Auckland.
This is where Tim Batt really steps up to the plate. He produces a phenomenal live show, but get this, he doesn't want to limit its availability to just those who are in the room or in the city.
These live stream tickets are priced at $15 New Zealand. So if you're in America, it's essentially free because our currency is dog shit. $25 for what we're calling a household ticket. We're going by the honor system. If more than one person's watching, we'd appreciate it if you do a watch party or something, grab one of those. But hey, I'm not fucking sending the police around to check, am I? So do what you will. But It's going to be great. 28th of May, and you can go to timbat.co.nz, and there's all you need to know and see on that website.
I'm going to go to timbat.co.nz right now.
Yeah, can you? Because I can't remember if I updated it yet or not. It'd be good to know.
You did. It's cool. The first thing, top right.
Fantastic. Oh, hey, boy.
Your voice is sounding a little thin there, brother.
Okay, here we go.
Do you want me to read something out?
Yes, please.
While you...
I really hope I edit out my disgusting coughing onto the mic, but I doubt it.
I hope you don't.
Welcome to Friend Zone 150, everybody. A truly auspicious occasion.
I'll say, man, my computer's slow.
I've got one here. It's short.
Okay.
Guy, $100, courtesy of Thomas. This is the whole message. Three you boys, say my name, Kanye West.
Kanye West.
$100 and that message. I love this podcast.
Yeah.
I love this person.
I love Kanye. I'm a big fan. Okay. 29th of March, 2022. Hi, fellas. I'm not good with text-based media. What I was trying to get across was what I ended up saying. Oh, this is a follow-on message. Hey, fellas, I'm not good with text-based media. What I was trying to get across was what I ended up saying. Pitch Inspector, in the same way and with the same voice that the Boner Inspector introduced himself. Pitch Inspector, I'll leave the funny stuff to you in the future. So that's a follow-up to a message about...
The Pitch Inspector.
Yeah. It's a follow-up message to a message that was received about cricket.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it's not important. How we present them isn't important. The important thing is that we get them all out
there. The interesting thing is I think it is actually important, Guy.
I think how
we present it actually is crucial.
The analogy I have in mind is washing. Uh-huh. Now, I'm very meticulous when I hang out my washing. I think the way you hang out the washing is, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's almost as important as the fact you're doing it. You can't just like... have everything bundled up. You've got to spread it out. You've got to make sure you give all of the clothing opportunity to dry.
Wow.
And I would argue that that is analogous to the delivery of information. It's not nothing to remove the t-shirt from the dryer and put it on the line, but if you really want to do the t-shirt justice, it's about how you do it.
Do you think this is trustworthy enough as a metric of a man to use as kind of like a, you know, one of those first date questions? You know, like a person might ask, what's your relationship like with your parents, to use as a bit of a gauge for how they treat other people. Do you think, like, how do you hang out your washing? Americans don't hang out washing, eh?
They usually go to the laundromat.
It's crazy.
And then
there's a sun. We got a sun. We got a big ball of flaming gas in the sky, folks.
We do. It's actually the reason we hang out on the line is because thanks to all the laundry being done in machines in America, there's a huge gaping hole in the ozone layer right above where we are, and so you're actually accelerating the pace at which we dry our clothes.
To be fair,
there's a few you go ahead.
I mean, we're not getting out of the sunscapes, because the reason why we've got clothing lines is because we used to have a lot of space in our backyards, which is not a great way to make a city.
Well, that's true. And our cities do lack a certain population density to push them over the edge to being truly world-class. But everyone grows up with a backyard, and people seem to like that. Tim, there's a few things I want to say.
Okay.
One, my little sister, Annie, was saying to me recently, and, you know, this is sort of in a comedic framing device, but was saying, do you not feel that in Auckland in the last 2 weeks, she's described what we're experiencing as the golden age of global warming, where... it's all, I mean, obviously, long term, it's a disaster. But at least the climate for the last 2 weeks, where we've had these crisp, sunny afternoons, without any immediate consequence beyond, obviously, everything's going wrong. And I just liked the framing of it that way.
Yeah, real calm before the storm. I agree.
And to answer your question about being on a date and asking about the meticulousness with which people hang out their washing, I'm always under fire for being too fastidious. I think the dishwasher has to be stacked a certain way. I try to hang out matching socks next to each other for ease of use when I bring the washing back
in. You're painting a picture of a very dottery man at home.
I am a dottery man.
Christopher writes, Frosty Fellas, you need to explain this Wizard of Christchurch thing to us poor Americans. It's been an absolute travesty that this man has lost his government job, and I would wager is a greater crime against the world than the Holocaust. I'm not going to co-sign that, Christopher, but I will continue to read the rest of your email. Was this man's role in existence common knowledge amongst you boys the whole time, and it somehow never made its way onto the pod? I've listened since season one, but have only now commented because this news has been earth-shattering for me. Loved Podcast in a Tree, and I sometimes go back to listen to episodes of Grown Up 2 for some nostalgic giggles. You boys make my week every time a new episode drops, no matter the content, so keep them coming. Your dynamic is just so fun to listen to. Best, a loving but confused American.
I am dynamic.
That wasn't what he said, Guy.
Yeah, I agree. I really thought about it in those terms, but it's really sweet. Do you know, we did know about the wizard. This is how normalized the wizard is in our lives, is that it literally didn't occur to me as odd. Probably not even until it was in the news cycle. And even then, I guess it's only external perspective which really highlights just how unusual it is to grow up with a wizard in your city as part of the fabric and identity of the city. And then, of course, it turns out the wizard has some regressive views because he's like an 80-year-old man from England who moved to Christchurch and just got told he can say whatever he wants in his big hat. And there's no consequence for that. In fact, you'll get paid by the rates that people who live in Christchurch pay. It is incredible.
He also did a lot of like weather spells, though.
Yeah.
He used to bring the rains in when there were droughts. He would do a rain dance.
He had a certain charisma.
Yeah, definitely. I've got a vague memory of him. I think he would like debate fundamentalist Christians in the town square at one point in the 90s.
That sounds totally believable.
Anyway, moving along.
I've got one for you. And this is a follow-up. So this was a message. Originally, we received a message in early February from this author called...
Oh, actually, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I feel like I've got to, because we're talking about the wizard. Do you remember Mr. Moon?
Yeah.
So... Folks, there was a guy, another magician. Well, I get, the wizard is a wizard, so I guess they're kind of different. But there was a magician called Mr. Moon. And he was like a big deal in Christchurch. He used to do all the big, you know, events and stuff.
Yeah.
Stage magic. And then I'm pretty sure he went on to like, I think it was the same guy. He is Ken Ring. I think.
I think that's right.
Who is this fucking crazy asshole who, when the Christchurch earthquakes happened, said that it was like associated with a particular phase of the moon, and he was like predicting another one was about to happen and scared the shit out of everyone. And honestly, our most beloved broadcaster in the country, John Campbell, like went off at him on air in a uncharacteristically angry tirade.
Yeah. He was at a birthday party I was at.
What the fuck is up with Christchurch?
There's also El Grego.
Who's there?
El Grego was another magician. He did schools. He'd do schools and he'd do magic, but it was imbued with a message. Like I always remember, I don't know how old, maybe 8 or 9. He did a school assembly and the big thing, I don't remember any of the tricks. I just remember he had a saying which was like, now remember, it's cool to be kind, and it's uncool to be cruel.
It sucks.
Dude, it stayed in my memory. Like, literally, I'd say net impact, it's probably had a positive effect on my life.
True.
But also, I'm like, do you know what is uncool, El Grego?
Magicians.
Being a fucking touring primary school magician in Christchurch. That is the...
Yeah.
That's probably too mean.
Yeah, everyone's got to
been uncool in my cruelty.
Yeah.
So this message we first received on the 8th of February 2022, and just by reading the first sentence of this follow-up, which is at the end of March, I can see that we, I don't know if we made fun, but maybe we grammatically critiqued parts of the message. So I'm going to read out the follow-up, and you tell me if you can spot what's happening. The author's name is Ollie, by the way, and it reads as follows. Hey, Frosty. fellas, thanks for reading my previous message, despite how long it was. As you might have realized by now, I took your note about not using enough commas. Don't worry, this is not an organized act of passive aggression, said in a very passive aggressive tone. I just like to take on board any constructive criticism I get on my writing as an aspiring journalist. Thanks, Tim, for your support, both in my Killionaire heat and on the friend zone. You are my new favorite. I enjoyed every second of the pain you put Guy through watching Sex and the City 2 twice. If you ever desire a replacement for Remy as Guy's heir for Till Death Do Us Blart, I would be happy to throw myself under.
Okay, can I pause you? What percentage are we through?
Your son. We're up to the last paragraph. I'm just reading it as it was written. You know, I'm following your note. It's important how we present.
I don't know who I'm angry at.
Assuming this is read before the Killionaire pilot, I guess you will still need to censor my name. Much love to Tim. Ends.
It's hard to be angry at because, you know, obviously there was some quite complimentary notes to that message to me, but I'm fucking furious. I'm rageful.
I never seen so many commas. So, here's a thought. Split the difference, fuckhead.
How about that for some writing advice?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Alistair writes, "Greetings, guys and Tims. Just a small point of order regards Friendzone 136, in which you briefly talked about Old Irish and speculated about whether this was equivalent to Gaelic. For this, you get half marks. In Ireland, the Irish language is mostly referred to as Irish, though calling it Gaelic is also acceptable. Old Irish, which may also be called Old Gaelic, is an early version of Irish which was used before the 10th century. I write to you from the Highlands of Scotland, where Scottish Gaelic is spoken. Crucially, the word Gaelic in Scottish, Gaelic is pronounced Gaelic, not Gaelic. I'm saying it wrong, apparently. If you are currently reading this email aloud as part of a podcast recording by now, you've probably incorrectly pronounced the name of the language of my homeland three times. Correct. This being the case, please let it be known that I am deeply offended, and the only thing that could possibly appease me is if you would kindly say my name, Alistair. P.S. Stop trying to make Welsh Gaelic happen. It's not going to happen. Gaelic just doesn't get... Okay, so they've written us the pronunciation guide, Gaelic. Is that Gaelic?
Gaelic.
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 Like Gaelic, like the root... What is that, vegetable?
Through our accent.
Because we pronounce A's as R's.
Gaelic cannot be a vegetable, can it?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Fuck all this other stuff. What's garlic?
Is garlic a vegetable?
It's a root. Asking. No, it's not a root. It's a...
Botanically, garlic is considered a vegetable.
Huh.
It belongs to the onion family alongside shallots, leeks, and chives.
They've got a fun name, don't they? Like the onion family, and when you're sort of referring to it in like a culinary sense, it's like, because it's what they say in a recipe, that you got to fry all those things first. What is it called?
I've got no idea, but I mean...
You're something. I like... Anyway.
Oh, the allium? Allium?
Maybe.
A-L-L-I-U-M.
In about 30 here. Friend Zones time, I'll read an email that refers back to this one, I'm sure.
I just like calling them the Onion Family. That's like a fun that's a fun nickname to give a family that you know, who are like maybe not to everyone's tastes, but the people who like them really love them.
The Onion Family. Hey, my throat really hurts. Can I forward you some emails?
I've got a big thing to read right now.
Awesome.
And to be honest, you know, the tail end of that, we could almost just hug and say goodbye.
Fuck that, man. Press on.
Hi, Timbleshanks, the podcast cat, and Guy Tiger. I'm sneaking into your DMs like a cat wearing sparkly dancing shoes to let you know that you bring exuberant joy simply by existing and bringing your lilitamines to the airwaves. Guy, I listened to the highlights of you watching Sex and the City 2 that Tim so deftly put together three times. Once when I was drifting off to sleep, your increasingly unhinged rambles were a balm to my whiskers and toe beans.
Okay. So I muted myself because I was sniffing a lot. That's cute and funny.
I downed some pretty good whiskey before I wrote this message, which I now convey to you with the warmest of face rubs. Are we cats? Are we people? I know not. Everything is blurring together in a pleasant haze, like bad CGI. I really don't have much else to say. Just a quick greeting and well wish with salutations, Zyala Gingerbella, the Zarina cat.
That's really nice. I think your journey through We Are Your Friends back to back would actually be like a great sleep accompaniment. Or sleep aid.
You mean Sex and the City 2?
Oh, sorry, yeah, Sex and the City 2. Sorry, we did We Are Your Friends back to back.
That's right. Can't get enough of, you know, these wonderful films.
Just hearing you sort of almost in and out of consciousness in a way, mentioning happening on screen.
There was big coming in and out energy. I'd sooner not reminisce.
Not enough time has passed, huh, Guy?
This is a nice message from friend of the podcast, Jared, in Virginia. He's just written, "Hey boys, my wife and I got free tickets to see a production of Cats. What the fuck did I just witness?"
You saw Cats, baby. You saw one of the most profitable musicals that's ever been written.
Yeah.
By Andrew Lloyd Webber, the man who has been tasked in collaboration with... what's his fucking name? Hamilton Man.
Lin.
Thank you. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Boy, my brain is cooked. To do a musical about the Queen, I think. Or some sort of musical event for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. Unless that already happened. Maybe it's her birthday
weekend
coming up.
Weekend at Queenie's.
Do you think she's dead too? Have I convinced you?
No, I didn't say she's dead. Oh. I'm just saying she's old.
And being propped up.
Old people can still be alive, Tim.
You said weekend at Queenie's.
It's 2022. Get used to it.
Oh.
Did you forward me something or no?
No, I did not. The baby's awake though, so now we're on a real tight timer.
Why don't we just kiss and say goodbye?
I guess we probably should.
I've loved it. I've loved seeing you. And catching up with you.
This has been Friend Zone 150. Our best friend zone ever? Absolutely not.
Oh, fucking agree to disagree, mate. Everyone is better than the last. You reckon? That's what's remarkable about the friend zone.
It just gets better and better.
Yeah,
actually,
we're still building.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. This is the single greatest podcast we've made so far. I would estimate that we have made. Let me do some quick math. About 50 times 5 is 250. Plus this is 400. Plus associated project. We've done like 500 podcast episodes at least. This is the best one. This is tops.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Okay.
And, you know, and long may it rain. Can I offer a plug for a friend's podcast who can't plug it themselves because they're hopeless?
Is it Walkout Boys?
No, but they're back.
Yeah. Sorry to stomp on your one, but that just reminded me that I told Joseph I would mention Walkout Boys.
No, well, you did the right thing. No, this is called Kiwi's Big Adventure, a Kiwiland podcast. And it's hosted by a married couple, Tom and Emma Ricky Otis. And I'll read you the blurb. Lights, camera, atmosphere. The first ever Kiwiland podcast is finally here. Join Tom and Emma on a deep dive of New Zealand's best, and I mean that, theme park. They share all the tips and tricks and even their favourite meals that are available at the park. As Jack Aubrey says on the Master and Commander ride, let's set sail. Don't be afraid to like, subscribe, or to help me monetize this podcast. And I'm not actually allowed to say who the creator of the podcast is because they are very protective of their anonymity. But if you listen, it won't take long to figure out who it is. And in fact, their name has already been mentioned on this episode of The Friend Zone. So,
wow.
Just a little tease for you there. It's the project is insane. And I'm so glad that this person has seen it through. So...
It's awesome.
Check it out. It's called Kiwi's Big Adventure, a Kiwiland podcast.
That genuinely is a hot plug, and I'm going to listen to it. And I'm also going to go right now and sort Remy out. Guy, I love you. It's great to see you.
Love you too.
And I'll catch you later.
Feel better, man. Text me if you need anything.
Bye, friends. In the friend zone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.